Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 14, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Cool. So, Emily, and sometimes Ingrid and Gina, previously Quinn and Maddie, sometimes Sophie, a whole bunch of people, and I... We're all here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of books.
It was the book festival this weekend. Last weekend.
It was great.
It was so fun. I was only there for like 10 minutes, but it was like...
But it was the best 10 minutes of your life?
It was totally. Absolutely.
I thought so.
Yeah. How do you know? There was balloons,
mm-hmm.
and it was really cool.
But did you get a balloon?
I didn't get a balloon.
I didn't get a balloon either, but I saw a lot of balloons.
I saw a lot of people, and my friend got a balloon, and I was jealous.
Maybe you can get a balloon when one of the ones in the rafters falls down.
Yeah, that would be fun.
At some point, they'll come down.
They must, right?
Yeah.
Totally. And maybe they'll land on us when I'm eating lunch, because they were like in the cafeteria.
Hopefully not in your food.
Yes, hopefully. So there was a lot of authors there, and it's like the biggest book festival in New York State, yeah? That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they told us.
I trust them.
They were bragging about it. Yeah. Yeah, there was. Also,
I don't know what that means, though. Do you know what it means?
No.
I don't know if it means that they have the biggest attendance by people... like regular old people, or if they mean the most authors and illustrators.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But there was...
We'll have to ask somebody.
We will. Yeah.
Get the real scoop.
Yeah. So there was a lot of authors there and illustrators, and there's people who write books for like little kids, and people who write books for big kids, and all sorts of cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Was there somebody in particular that... was exciting that was there?
Well,
or you?
There was Todd Strasser, I think his name is. Yeah, he came and actually talked at our school before the book fest. And he wrote a ton of books. Give a Boy a Gun, Boot Camp, Wish You Were Dead, and a bunch of other books too.
I bought Give a Boy a Gun at the book fest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody I know was reading it.
Cool.
Yeah,
it sounded good, and it looked nice and short. It seemed like a good one.
Yeah.
Plus, he told me I had to buy one, so I felt pressure.
Did you buy it?
No, but I wanted to.
Did you buy it for the library or for yourself?
I bought it for myself, but I will probably give it to the library because I don't think we have that one yet. Oh. We do have some of his books, though.
Yeah, I'm reading Boot Camp in school. It's pretty good. It's about this boot camp where parents send their kids... who, if they're being like bad, rebellious teens, and it's really hardcore, and they're like, you talked 25 push-ups and 50 sit-ups, which is funny because I can actually do 25 push-ups and 50 sit-ups, but for the kids there, it seems like a really big punishment, so it's kind of strange. And they always keep talking about how their parents are paying tons of money to send them there. But yeah, it's really hardcore boot camp. Mm-hmm. It's a good book, though. And so it's by Todd Strasser, who was at the book festival.
Yeah, I like how they have some of the authors come into the classes before.
Yeah.
It's nice, because then it's not just a brief visit, but you get like a little more of an introduction to them. And
yeah, he was funny, too.
Yeah, he came on the radio Friday, and he was saying he was William Shakespeare.
Wow. Okay, I see how it is.
Yep.
Yeah, but... He showed us some of his favorite books, and some of them, like, one of his favorite books was Feed.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one, yeah. And I read that book, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know a book that's the same book that author likes. Oh my gosh, I felt so special. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Cool.
I didn't really see who else was there, because I was just chilling, and I was only there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a quick visit.
Who was your favorite person that was there, Emily?
Well, I was excited to meet Jane Yolen, because I think I've talked about that on the show before. I loved her book Sleeping Ugly when I was a kid. It's one of my all-time favorite books. And so I was excited to meet her. And who else? I was excited that Ellen Hopkins was there. I didn't really get to talk with her, but I went up and, you know, I bought one of her books as well.
Oh, both nice.
For the, one for the library and one for not the library. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I thought it was great she was there. That was her first year there. And then it was really nice to see, there's some kind of regulars that I see every year, and it's nice to see them. And that's also nice to see the new people. Or even like Brian Collier came last year, and I thought that was, he's really fantastic. And so it was good to see him back again. And then I like seeing the people that are like friendly folks. I mean, everybody's friendly.
Did you say? Oh, you said friendly. I thought you said I liked seeing the people that are ugly folks.
Yes, I love seeing the ugly people. No, there's well, like Kimberly Sabatini, who you know as well.
I do.
Yeah. You may not know, you know her.
I don't know.
We went to her book release party.
Oh, really?
That must have been fun. I've known her for a while. So it's fun to see her there. It was, she had her debut novel come out maybe a year ago.
What was maybe her debut?
Maybe a little over
novel?
A year ago. It's called Touching the Surface.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And I was excited that she was there because I don't usually see her up this way. So it's fun to have somebody from another world come to our world.
Oh. Yeah.
And I liked Sarah Mlynowski was there this year, and I really liked her latest book, Don't Even Think About It, which I talked about on the show, which is when the there's a class, like a homeroom class, that somehow they have a bad batch of flu shots and they get
so
ESP.
Cool. Oh my god. Yeah. I remember that.
So that was a really good book. So it was fun
she
to
was
see
there?
Her there.
I should have got it. Oh, I didn't know. Okay. I realized
there'll be more chances.
I realized that some other people who had been there last year were like sitting in the same exact spots.
Yeah.
I was
like I knew where you'd be.
Yeah. Michael.
Yeah, Ellen Jensen Abbott was there again this year.
Oh, really?
I guess she's been every year except she missed one year. And the first time I met her, she only had one book out.
Only
and
one
it was
book?
The first book in a trilogy. And this time she had the third book in the trilogy. So
was
that was
it,
cool.
Was that the...
It's Watersmeet?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And I've read the first two books in the trilogy and really liked them, so I'm excited to read the third. I picked it up at the book fest.
Cool.
Hooray.
Cool.
So yeah, it's fun to see her. And I like seeing our local authors there, too. So like Seymour Simon was there. He does a lot of great science books. And Jennifer Byrne was there. Lisa LaMonica.
But Michael
Mary Beth Winger.
Kazanjian, who we interviewed on the show, couldn't come this year.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was coming. I realized I didn't see him.
He made a Facebook post about how he couldn't come.
It's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
It was sad. But it was really great. And, yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. So.
Me too. When you weren't bookfesting, Rick. Emily. I'm going to forget your name now. When you weren't bookfesting, Emily, what have you been reading?
I've been reading a lot of books. Yeah, I've been on one of my graphic novel kicks, so I've been reading a lot of graphic novels.
Emily.
Shocking. I also finished Noggin, which I think I've already talked about a little bit on the show, and it was awesome. It's by John Corey Whaley, and it's so good.
Cool.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites so far this year. It's about a young man who was previously dying of cancer and then was put under. And then 5 years later, he comes to and his head is attached to a new body. Ooh. He had taken part in a science experiment where they would cryogenically freeze his head until they could find a donor body. And so he's now back to life 5 years later. And it's about his dealing with the changes in his world as a result of his death, so to speak.
Yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah, so it's so good.
It sounds good. It sounds really cool.
And I also recently finished a book called We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. And that's going to be out next week, May 13th. And it's hard to say much about it because there's a twist.
Ooh.
And you're not supposed to give much away about it. And I went into the book knowing there was a twist, so it made me curious the whole time. You know, when you hear that there's something that's going to be shocking, it kind of changes your reading experience.
But is it like an early on twist?
No, it's kind of, it's a bit I mean, it's not a very long book. I forget how many pages. And I did a mix of, it's 240 pages. And I did a mix of reading it and listening to it. Because you know how I do that sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
And so, yeah, I didn't have a great sense of how long it was. And because I was listening towards the end, I don't have a good sense of how much time was left in the book. But it's fairly close to the end. But it's about a girl named Cadence Sinclair Eastman. And she goes by Katie. And she is the heiress to a fortune of her grandfather's. Her grandfather is very wealthy, so wealthy that they have a private island off of Cape Cod where they vacation every summer. And there's a crew of them, kind of like her cousins. Mm-hmm. And then one of them is, so there's the cousins, and then there's one friend of the cousins that comes and spends the summers with them. And they're all known as the Liars. So it's the cousins Mirren and Johnny, and then Gat is the nephew of one of the aunt's boyfriends.
Oh God.
So he's like connected in some way, but he's their friend, so he's not like heir of the grandfather. And so this takes place, I believe it's during the 17th summer. I'm blanking on if that's the right number, but a couple summers earlier, the 15th summer, something happened on the island, and Katie now suffers from really horrible headaches, and she doesn't remember what happened, and no one seems to want to talk about it. They won't tell her anything. She's trying to piece together what happened.
Mysterious.
Yeah. So it's kind of about what happens during the summer when she...
But after the show, Emily, you're going to tell me what happened, right?
No, because you're going to read it.
No.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Fine.
But yeah, eventually you do learn what happened.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it's just, E. Lockhart's just a really great author. She wrote The Disreputable History of Frankie Lando Bex. Yeah. Which is also a great book. And she's written several other books as well. That's the title that's popping into mind right now. She did the Another Person's Name. Oh, no. The Boyfriend book. That series. That's a popular series. And she did one about, like, drama camp. But her writing's very strong in the book. And that helps pull you along.
Oh, too, good.
As you're wondering what's going to happen.
Cool.
But it's also interesting having a narrator who is trying to piece things together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's like, you know, a bit unreliable because her memory isn't intact.
Yeah.
But as she's piecing it together, you get sort of flashbacks to the past as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the audiobook was great. Sometimes the readers aren't very good.
Uh-oh.
But I liked this reader. I forget who it was.
Oh, good.
I apologize to that reader for not shouting out their name. And interestingly, as I was talking about switching between reading the book and listening to the audio, I was talking to Sarah Mlynowski at the book fest and let her know how much I liked her book and how I listened to it and read it. And she was curious because she hadn't heard the audiobook yet, how they do the internal, because they're talking with their minds rather than with their mouths. And in the book, there's italics for that. And I was explaining how in the audio, it's tinny, and that's, you can like sort it, it's subtle, but you can, that's how they do it. And she realized that, cause I had been reading a preview copy.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, did you notice that there was a name change? Like, did that confuse you? Mm-hmm. And I realized I had not even noticed one of the characters' names changed between the preview copy and the audiobook. But it was from Bryn DeBriney or vice versa. Uh-huh. So I didn't notice
because
it was similar enough.
That's so neat.
I guess they decide to change the name.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Well, I'm reading a book called Pretenders.
Mm-hmm.
Emily
by Lucy Harrison.
Yeah.
Who wrote the Click novels.
Oh, she wrote those.
Yeah, that's what she's best known for.
That explains that. Yeah.
So what's it about?
So it's basically in like journal format of these five different teenagers, mm-hmm. I guess. And it's like they all go to this high school, Noble High School, And it's in Phoenix. And at the end of the year, there's the Phoenix Five, which our guests are picked based on academics and achievements and stuff. And so these three really different teens were picked for Phoenix Five, and throughout all of their freshman year, they had to write in a journal, and they had to fill up 250 pages each. And so the journals were all locked up in this cabinet, but somebody took them, dun-dun-dun, and published them into a book. Woo!
That you are reading?
Yes, that I'm reading. Absolutely. That's totally what happened. Mm-hmm. She did not make it up. No way. And so it's these five different stories, five very, very different teenagers, and they've all got, you know, a secret. And so far, there's not really a plot, but it's kind of being pieced together into multiple plots that are kind of going, and you have to switch your mindset based on which character's part you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's good. It's kind of, it's funny, it's light, and it came out pretty recently, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, within the past year.
Yeah.
Probably in the last half year.
Yeah. And it go, you know, it brings up like if one character, there's one part where this girl's like, oh, I just put on my Russian red lipstick and I'm looking over at this guy and I think he's drawing hearts. And then it's like the guy's part, and he's like, and he's like, this girl just looked over at me. She has lipstick on her tooth. I was drawing lots of O's. So it's like weird humor. But it's fun. It's funny.
And am I wrong that it has sort of like a graphic element to it where it looks like handwriting or something?
Yeah, certain parts look like handwriting and some of it's just written in Times New Roman. But then there's borders on a lot of the pages, mm-hmm. that switch depending on who is, like which character is writing.
Yeah. Are the voices very distinct between the different characters?
Sometimes, not like sometimes. It always kind of starts out being very distinct, and then as their part goes on, it kind of fades off. But yeah, there's one girl who really wants to be an actress, and she's all into acting, and she calls her clothes her costumes. And then there's another girl who's like a really big overachiever and does like everything all the time perfectly. And then one girl who used to go to homeschool and she's new and she's kind of weird. And this other guy who's an orphan and lives in like a pet shop. And this other guy who, I don't know, there's just all different people. There's five of them. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. It's very cool.
Does it remind you of anything else you've read before? Is it?
It's very different. It's not usually the kind of book that I read, but it's good. And yeah, it doesn't remind me of anything else I've ever read. Nope. But I'm also reading a different book.
What's the other book you're reading? It's a comedy?
Emily got it for me because she was so nice for $6. Ronya the Robber's Daughter. But this is like my fifth time reading it because it's my favorite book in the whole entire world. It's like a kid's book. It's by
Astrid Lindgren. Who wrote Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah, woo. It's so good. Like when I was a kid, I liked Pippi Longstocking, but Ronya the Robber's Daughter was like my favorite book.
I don't think I read that one as a kid. I also didn't read Pippi, but until I was an adult. But the illustrator who did the cover, and I don't know if there's illustrations inside, was one of my favorite illustrators ever, Trina Chart Hyman.
Yeah, she's really good.
I loved her work when I was a kid.
it's such a good book. The cover's really funny. I'm going to talk about it next week because I'm afraid I'm not going to read another book this week and I need to have something to talk about.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So now
we'll just leave it at that.
Now you have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Don't Google it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you reading anything for school these days?
Well, I'm reading Boot Camp by Todd Strasser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all had to read a book of our choice, but that was by an author who's coming to the book fair festival, who was coming to the book festival. Mm-hmm. So I chose Boot Camp, like tons of people did. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like the only
girl. Was there a limited
girl.
Selection, or was it?
No,
you
it
could
was
read
like
anything.
Four per group.
Oh, okay.
But in for the boot camp group, they actually ended up having to have a group of eight because so many people
so
wanted
popular.
To read it. Yeah. But I'm like, there's two girls, me and this other person. And when the teacher was handing it out, she was like, "Are you sure you want to read this, Antonia?" I was like, "Yes, I am sure. Thank you very much." And it's good.
What did she think you wanted to read?
I don't know. Like, love and fairy tales.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good book, though. And it's really hardcore. And, well, it's about this kid named Garrett. And he's really big. And at first I imagined him all like this frail little kid. And then it's like, I am 6 feet tall and weigh like 300 pounds. I'm so confused because that's not at all how I imagined him until he described it. And he gets bullied a lot at the boot camp. Yeah.
Poor kid.
I know.
Hmm.
Now you can just listen to Emily and I make noises for the next 5 minutes.
Nah, we'll be good. Well, we should okay. tell them about where they can hear more from us.
Why would they want to do that?
Because hearing more from us is better than hearing us say, over and over.
Okay. Well,
because we don't usually do that on the show.
Not
it's not like part of our show.
Maybe it will become one.
Oh, no.
It's not usually. You should visit our blog. We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com. And you can read written reviews by Quinn and Maddie and Garrett and me and all those good people who haven't been able to make it to our show for such a long time. We're so sad and we miss them, but they have written reviews on the blog and it's great.
There's a new one up, actually.
Really?
There's one from Maddie about the book Codename Verity.
Oh, I heard that was good.
Mine. Yes, yeah. It is very good. And she wrote a nice review of it.
That was very
she
nice.
She loved it.
Oh, good.
I'll tell you that much about her review.
Okay.
But
nothing
you
more.
Gotta get the full details on the blog.
We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's a super cool blog. Emily made
we
it.
Think so.
We think so.
Well, I didn't make it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't do any of the About Us text. That was written by all of you.
It was. Mm-hmm. But not me, because I wasn't there that day.
I just helped put up some of the posts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really cool. You should check it out.
We're fans.
We are fans. Sometimes I read it, but then it's like, listen to the archive here. And I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. And I click on it and I hear my voice and I'm like, no, never mind. It's so scary. Oh my gosh. But you guys love to listen to it.
Yes. Yeah. All right. And do you know who else we're a fan of?
Who?
The Afternoon Show.
Woo!
They're awesome.
They are. They're so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very
it
awesome.
Sounded like you were asking a question first.
They are? Really?
But no, we're convinced.
Are you sure, Emily?
It's not a question. There's no question about it. You should stay tuned if you know what's good for you. But yeah, so the Afternoon Show is up next with all the fabulous stuff they're presenting for you. And we'll be back next Monday at our usual time.
Happy reading, guys.
Happy reading.
Yay.